With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump told supporters at his Atlanta rally when he is selected, he will put an end to the Biden economy and the border crisis.
When we win, you will rapidly see a brand new Trump economic boom. It's going to be booming like it was 4 years ago. With your vote, inflation will stop. The illegal aliens will be turned back. They're not coming in. We got to stop them.
And the former president has agreed to debate Harris on Wednesday, September 4th. So far, however, Harris has not said if she will take part. Also at SRNnews.com, political commentator Ben Domenech says, since Kamala Harris has become the presumptive Democratic nominee, the Biden-friendly mainstream media has changed its tone from a year ago.
There were multiple articles, columns in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere saying that the number one thing that Joe Biden needed to do to ensure his reelection was to replace her.
He says the Biden-friendly mainstream press has done a 180 in its coverage of Harris.
Instead, now, of course, those same publications are just going to be lauding her to the nth degree and pretending as if she is the best politician out there, and they're already doing it.
Domenech was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. A tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico has strengthened into Tropical Storm Debby. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say the storm now has a maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour as it moves toward Florida, predicting it will become a hurricane before coming ashore. Authorities have released the name of a Florida sheriff's deputy killed in what officials called an ambush shooting that wounded two other deputies after they responded to a disturbance call. The Lake County Sheriff says 28-year-old Master Deputy Sheriff Bradley Link died Friday night. Two suspects were killed. A third was wounded when police stormed the home in an attempt to retrieve Link after officers were met with a hail of gunfire. This is SRN News. Iowa's heartbeat law is now in effect.
Pro-life leaders are applauding Iowa's new 6-week abortion ban, which went into effect Monday. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds said, quote, there is no right more sacred than life. Marjorie Dannenfeltzer with SBA Pro-Life America called it a historic day for Iowa. There are now 18 states nationwide with a law in effect protecting unborn children who have a heartbeat. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The Salvation Army is providing emergency disaster relief in Alberta, Canada, where a massive wildfire decimated the town of Jasper. Some 25,000 people were forced to flee their homes, and about one-third of the town's structures have been destroyed. Salvation Army teams are providing meals to law enforcement officers as well as several hundred wildfire evacuees. The Christian Social Services Agency is also providing the hope of the gospel. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. Experts say air conditioning is no longer a luxury, but something that's needed when temperatures soar. Texas A&M University scientist Andrew Dessler says it's the people who don't have the access to air conditioning who pay the ultimate price in extremely hot weather.
It's people that live the hot life. These are the ones who are dying. People that work outside, people that can't air condition their house. They have one window air conditioner for their bedroom, and you know that's their air conditioning. And so the rest of their house is really hot. It's really quite grim.
Patricia Solis, executive director of the Knowledge Exchange for Resilience at Arizona State University, says in Arizona's Maricopa County, nearly 25% of heat-related deaths are due to insufficient cooling in the mobile homes, trailers, and RVs.
That's because they're exposed to the elements more so than other types of housing.
In Maricopa County last year, there were 156 indoor heat-related deaths, often homes without electricity or AC units. More details at SRNnews.com.